one question that comes up is they came up with an idea for tzitzis a while back, an undershirt which is it's open on the sides to the extent that the majority of it is open, so since the majority of it open, it has four corners, and they put tzitzis on it. This way you could wear your undershirt and wear your tzitzis together at the same time. They called it in their tzitzis, called gufiya tzitzis gufiya. So Rukhan Kavievsky, there's a what's known as the Masechta Katana, which is a collection of brises which talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis, called Masechta Tzitzis. So there, Masechta Tzitzis, it talks about something called the Afik Rosin is potter from tzitzis. And the question is, what is Afik Rosin? So there in his Pirush, he points to a Rashi in Maritotin, where the more is talking over there, a Rosh in Maritotin, where the more is talking over there in regards to the lochos of being Kareya. A person, when a member of the family passes away, so he has to tear his begotten. So there it uses the word, this word over there. And the Rosh says that was a beggar which was made to absorb the sweat from the body. So taking the Rosh over there in Masechtas Maritotin and transferring it to the Braisa in Masechtas Tzitzis, it comes out that a beggar which is made for the purpose of absorbing sweat is not a beggar of kosher, but it does not have a loch of ksus, and it's not chayiv in tzitzis. So therefore, he suggests that a person should not be yotzei mitzvah tzitzis with such a beged, because it's not clear that it's chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. You should not be making a bracha on it also. One other point regards to the issue of wearing that, whatever beged you're wearing, the Shulchan Aruch says that the ichur mitzvah tzitzis is to wear the talis cut on top of your shirt. This way, it should be visible, and you become the mitzvah of seeing the tzitzis. Also, a person is supposed to be mamashish in the tzitzis constantly. So the Shulchan Aruch sheet is what the Chassidim do is they wear the tzitzis over their shirt, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Ches Sifyut Aleph, Ikar Mitzvah Tzitzit, Talis Katan, the proper way to do Mitzvah of Talis Katan is the Lav She'al Begadav, to wear honest clothing, Kesha Tamid Yirei Ovi Yisker Mitzvah. Well, they should see it passively, and remember the mitzvahs. The Torah says this tzitzit has the power to remind you of the mitzvahs of Hashem. You should wear it in such a way. Mr. Burr says, brings that the Rizal says, actually the Ksavim, which is the Rizal, says the Talis Katan should be under your clothing. So the Magen Avraham says that the tzitzis should be worn out. You should wear your tzitzis out. For the point of the Shulchan Aruch says that you want to do the mitzvah, the purpose of the tzitzis is to remind you of the mitzvahs. If you don't see the tzitzis, you're not going to be reminded of the mitzvahs. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should wear it in such a way the whole baggage should be visible. And according to the Mr. Burr, at least, the tzitzis should be visible. So one of the issues we're wearing with it on, going back to the undershirt situation, the goal shouldn't be to wear it in such a way that you don't have to put the tzitzis out. The goal of the person to wear tzitzis in a way that the tzitzis be visible to him to remind him of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Mr. Burr just points out a person is going amongst Goyim, and he's concerned that it's going to be dangerous. Obviously, a person would not have to wear his tzitzis out in that situation. He's mispayish amongst the goyim to do that. The Mishabura says, in that case, you could wear them. You should stick them into your pocket or something of that sort, so they're not as visible. But obviously, the preferred way of doing tzitzis is that the tzitzis should be visible. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos. Two announcements. Just the shmooze is at 8:55 in the Shmuel Beis Medrash. And for the Beis Medrash Brachim, we're ready to take the Bechina. The Bechina is going to be here, available on the Bima.